We have Chav Ches Amud Aleph. We're middle doing going through the sugya of Ovidin in the Nafshe. But everyone agrees that we say if there's a pseida, if there's a pseida, you can take the law in your own hands. If you don't, even that means if by the time you go to Bezin, the thing will be gone, disappear. You can only take if it's your thing. And but there's machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda in a case where there's no pseida. So according to Rav Nachman. And Nachman says you could do, take the law in your hands, and Rabbi Yehuda says he can't. So he brought a number of rice to Nachman. So he went right to Toshma, coming here, about 15 lines on top. Minayin, how do you know the Nirtza, somebody who had a pierced ear, so he was able to extend his avdus, his slavery, until the end of Yehuvah? How do you know Shekolula Yama, when the 50 years expire, the Rabbi Misarev by Lotzes, as his master is begging him, please leave. And then he wounded him and he caused him damage, that the Balabas is actually potter, because he's taking the law in his own hand. The guy, he wants to tell the Ebbets, he doesn't want to leave, so he pushed him around until he heard him. I know he's potter. You don't pay kaifer, lashu. So how do we dash it from there? There the Pasuk said you shouldn't take kaifer, you should run to the Aron Miklat. And you know, go back to, you don't go back to the land until the Kohen Gadol dies. So here he says, passes away. Here he says, we take the word Lashuv. Lo'sichu kofer l'shav. Do not take kofer for somebody who's meant to go back to his family. So l'chayde, we see that you could take the law in your own hands. And there's no loss over here. And there is a loss. You know why? Because the Ganvo, the guy is a kleptomaniac. And therefore, if he stays around your house, he's a loss. Freddy Gemara knew how to eat the Lagana, the Hashtagana. What does it mean? If he's a Ghana, then why did you keep him for 50 years? No. Adi in have Amos of the Rabbi. Till now, he had the Morus, he had the Mishmas. He was concerned that he would throw him out, so therefore he was scared of his Balabas. Hashtagless the Amos of the Rabbi, no longer intimidated by his master, because he's no longer his master. So therefore, to have him around the house where he's no longer a servant, a slave, you don't want. And Nachman says, we're talking about an Eved, or I can tell you, we're talking about you're taking the law, you're not taking the law in your own hands for your own benefit, you're taking it for the Eved. But Eved, we're talking about a slave, Shemosel, Rabba, Shifcha Kananis. As a slave, he was allowed to take a Shifcha Kananis, because Eved, even a Yid cannot marry Shifcha Kananis. But this guy could, he's Ad, and he loves it, he wants to stay on. Ad, he didn't have tated, but till now he was allowed to. Hashti, Suda, now that he's set free, he's no longer permitted to live with that Shifcha Kananis, and he refuses to go, so then the Balabas is taking the law, and not his own, for his own benefit, for the Eved. And we have a rule, Koyfer, not Shetei Tinafshe. That you can beat someone until Tejan Ashrit before he did to get him out of the house. To stop him from doing an Aveda. It says, well, even though it says in the it's a loisasa. It's a loisasa. There's one day that I saw the pre-toya, the Chaimaneter, who holds that, he says in the Lashon, Madoch for mitzvah say, you say Koyfer, not Shetei Tinafshe. Surely for mitzvah loisasa, you say Koyfer, not Shetei Tinafshe. And the madach is it. Madach mitzvah say, which is a shavat taisa. You say kaifin, surely a mitzvah leisa, but you guys are even kumba say, surely we should be kaifin. Second, right? Maybe this is an idea, right? He doesn't bring a mocker or anything. Maybe this is his mocker right here. We're letting you get away with it because you're defending the Eibishter. Second, right? Toshma coming here, another proof. It says, if you place the barrels inside of Shusar Rabim, came along somebody, this is our Mishnah. Somebody came along and slipped and hurt himself with shovel and he broke a barrel. Potter, he is potter. Why is he potter? Time, but the whole reason why he potter is in Niskelba because he tripped. It's an accident. Hush, shovel, he deliberately broke it. Chayiv. He is chayiv, and according to Rav, we said before, you populated the Shusar Rabim full of barrels, so therefore, the only way you can walk through it by breaking it is l'chayda ovedin the nafshei. And yet we say you're not allowed to, hoshav l'chayiv, we say you're not allowed to take the law in your own hands, even though there's a pseida you can't get anywhere. Omer azvid mashmei de Rav, no, who are you for hoshav l'chayiv? The truth of the matter is, so this question is only according to Rav. And according to Rashi, this question is according to Sai Rav, according to Rashi, there's no pseida over here, there's no pseida. There's a mockum said over here because he can't go anywhere, and still it says he now take the law in his hands. So this is a kasha on both Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda on everybody, because a mockum said that everyone holds that you're allowed to take the law in your own hands, and here we're not allowing you to take the law in your own hands. So we're saying, who are the infidel shavra? You broke it. Hi, the tiny niskum. So that's how the Tesis agree. Tesis learned the kasha is only the Tesis hold is not really a pseida here because you can always walk around. In your house, in your courtyard, you have fences. You can't walk anywhere around. You have to walk through. It's a pseida here. It's just an abba. Walk around. Around it. You can walk around. Anyway, so someone answers. No. The truth of the matter is, even like we answered before, the truth of the matter, even deliberately broken to be potter. Why do we talk about slipping? Because it's safer. I did it. Kaboy Mizah safer later on. Im Huzik, if he got hurt. Then Baal Chalv is the owner of the Chalv is Chayiv. That's only if it's a mistake. Benizke, Dafke, Nizke, Dafke, mistake. Abo Sheva Loid. Who Azik Nafshe, he hurt himself. Tanidation, if it says Nation, Niskul. It says Niskul. Toshma coming here, it says the Possig, no Raya. So according to Rashi, this wasn't a riot to anyone, the Kashan, everybody. According to Rashi, this was a riot to you cannot take all alone hands, a riot to Rabbi Yehuda. Toshma coming here, the first riot we had to Rabbi Yehuda. Because as Kappa, she grabbed a hold of her husband's when the husband's fighting, so she grabbed a hold of it. So we say because the Kappa literally means you cut off her hand. It doesn't mean literally cut off her hand, it means mama, and she has to pay money. She has to reimburse the guy with money. My love, what are we talking about? The only way she could save her husband, so it's a Malkab Seda. And yet we don't allow her to take the law in our hands. Akasha, and again, according to Rashi, it's Akasha and everybody. The kasha and everybody. It seems to taste that he might agree with Rashi. She could have saved the husband other boys. Left to grab a hold of this person's and advise him. Says the Gemara, what are you telling me? If you could have, if she didn't have any alternative way to it, because you're allowed to take the law in your hands, it was a pseida. Why does it say in a sefer of a shilch yoda that she stretched her hand? Prat l'shalei abezin leaf like the least the bit do. Why are you talking about her? But medvoy, when you're talking about make a distinction with her. If she could have saved it through another method, that's when she pays the money for the biyush that she makes her husband. Aval ainu yochel lahatzei d'vracha, but she is unable to help her husband any other way. So as a mokum seder, then to the potter. That's exactly what the Gemara is trying to, the Braise is trying to say. Medvar mudim b'shechel lahatzei d'vracha. When do we say that she pays only the alternative method, so there's no pseida? She shouldn't have taken the law in her hands. So therefore, even according to Rav Nachman, this is not talking about taking the law in her hands. You have no right to take the law. From here you learn out, when does Rav Nachman say you're allowed to take the law if it's 100% clear that this is the psak of the Bezin? This is going to be the psak. But in this case, that's not going to be the psak. The psak of the Bezin will be, go do the alternative method. Why do you have to be in Vayishim? So therefore, it's not even dinner. You're not doing dinner. If she's unable to save her husband any other way, then she stands there and acts on behalf of the bezin, and therefore she is potter. From here, you learn there's a big machlek to tzos and sivis. The idea of a heroidif. If someone is a heroidif, are you acting? What's the idea? Is it a psak din? Is as if bezin, you're the bezin and you're the judge, the jury, and executioner, and the tailor says yes. Or the Pshat says, no, it's nothing to do with the Bezin. It's a din on every single yid. If you see another yid in trouble, then you have to stand there and be a vigilante and help the guy. Is it a din of Bezin or not? The Machlek is in the Geya. Right from beginning, Sos and Sivis. Is it a din today or not? Is it a din of Reidiv? You kill the guy. Is it a din today as well or not? If it's a din of Bezin, there's no Bezin today for din of Fashis. If it's a din that devolves in every individual, then the din applies today as well. And the same question is, Kofan Achetetze Nafshe. Is that a din of bezin and you're the bezin? That doesn't apply today. If it's a din and it's an individual, then it applies today as well. Anyway, right? Based on what right here. It says here that it's much right here. Nasi yod kishler bezin, the
p'tura. Yeah, but when these two guys are fighting and she's doing
that.
Is it a fight between these two men, or is it a fight because one guy
is going to
injure the other guy?
Well, let's say injuring, but you want to stop him injuring because
yeah,
the injury also needs to.
Yes, so
here
you're avoided to avoid a knas.
Yeah, stop it. Yeah, you're getting hurt. Here we say clearly that if, according to everybody, if you have no choice, you know, the Mokum Seder, you're allowed to take the law in your own hands. So what does it mean, Bechal, the Gedder of taking the law in your own hands? The Pshat is that you're the Bezin? Because we said before, it has to be a case that's patently clear that in the Bezin you would have won, hands down. If there's a suffix you'd win, you're not allowed to take the law in your own hands. So it's 100%, you know, it's your Chayfetz and you have Aegis and whatever it is. It's 100% yours. So here, okay, Toshma, come in here. We're on 28A. We're towards the bottom.
28A3.
Toshma begins a new paragraph. Toshma. There's an easement, a public easement, going right through your property, right in the middle of your property, and everyone uses it as a shortcut to get from point A to point B. And you want it now because it's taking away a chunk right in the middle of your field, and you want to take it back so you can plant a bigger area. Not law, you took this easeway away, and you gave them another easement, Nosan. That donation you gave now of a new easement is very kind of you. We'll take it. But you didn't get your easement back. The easement that originally that was a public easement, you cannot take it back. And yet, even so, what you gave is you gave Fafal. Belongs to the public. Now, if you tell me, I can take it all in my own hands, link it positively. Why can't I stop people from walking through my easement? It's my property. Everyone concedes that's my property. So why can't I prevent you from walking across my property? And Nachmet, the fact that you tell me that my new easement is acceptable and it becomes an easement, so it means you accept the trade. If you accept the trade, then why can't I stop you from walking? So in other words, the other easement is no longer the public, so why can't I stop you from walking? Three answers. One answer is, you know why we can't stop? Because even though you did nothing wrong, but Gzeira worried, maybe this time he didn't do it. Even he gave him a better road, but next time you might give them a road that takes a lot longer. Instead of being a straight path, it'll be a windy path. No, if he would have given them a straight easement, then take mashanasa nasan, it would be a good substitute. Here, talking about you gave him a krumah path, you gave him a long winded path, and that's why it's not valid. You're all right, but it's always because the middle is right is in the center for everybody. If you go to the right side of the field, left side of the field, somebody gets hurt. If so, why do we say shaloi lo yigia? So why doesn't he get back his other easement? If you get my new easement, then let me get my old easement. Let me get my old easement back. Why should I get my old easement back? Says the Gemara. No, you're telling me it's not a substitute, so let me get my back. When I answer, should Rabbi Yehuda, said a general rule that an easement, Meitza Shech Zikawai Rabbi, there's an easement. I think in Australia it has to be 14 years or something. If there's an easement, and the easement has been used by the public for a while, also the Kalkla, Mechel Shain, if you need 3 years here as well, or even a while, much less than 3 years since it's been used by the public, it belongs now to the public, and therefore you cannot take it back. Says the Gemara, Toshma, come in here. Bal Habayi Shiniach Peyim Bitzadecha, the Bal Habayi has placed the corner of one side, the north corner of his field, he left it for the poor people. Uvo, and even not the Mitzadecha, but the poor people came and took it from the south side. Zev is a Peyim. Both corners now are considered Peyim. Both are Peyim, he loses out. Alochayda, the Amrit of it, and my Zev is a Peyim. Why both sides Peyim? I gave you the north side. And now you're going to the south side. So let me go back to the north side and prevent people from coming to the north side. Linkite pizza, let me take a stick. Velase, sit there and prevent people from coming there. If you hold Avadin Lafshay, and his Apsaida. So Lachay is a kash on everybody. Not only a kash on this Apsaida, I'm losing more field than I should. Amarov, my Zev is a payer. You know what we mean about payer? Not that you have to give away to the poor people. It's actually to your advantage. Le poter min ha-maisa. Since you made it payer, it's your poter maisa. The payer is poter maisa, not because it's hefker. Your payer is poter maisa because that's a din, and we learn from pasuk. The gale only the taz we learn from the pasuk there that it's poter from giving maisa to coin. So since you genuinely gave them the north side, but the poor came and took from the south side, so you have the mile of payer without the chassadim. You don't have to give it to the poor people, but you get the advantage. You don't have to give maisa.
What you're doing is just reducing the volume of your produce rather than two payers.
You just gained. You didn't lose. You just gained. You're not giving it to the poor people. That north corner that you set aside, you're going to keep enough for yourself. Eat it. But you now gained. You don't have to give 10% of it to Maisa.
So once you can't take it back, it's accessible to them or not?
No. It's yours. Because they took the other side. You do prevent them coming.
By designating it.
You did, but they decided to go to the other corner. So Zeb is their pay means only as far as Maisa, the sort of Maisa. Mm-hmm. Not that it goes to the poor people. Ketan, you learn Hamafket is karma. You made your kerem hefker heshkim, but you woke up in the morning, and then you the first one there. So you were cutting the back of butts, and you cut it. Chayev, you chayev, but peret uva eilis of shikchar ubepeya, you chayev, and all of these things. Even though it's hefker, but this kind of hefker, even though hefker generally true hefker, this kind of hefker is not that way. We could learn from extra pasuk tazev. Every machlekes shamez hill because you have to leave it for poor and rich or just for poor. Well, we said extra pasuk tazev, and then this case here, that if you take it back, it's still, then you're chayy. But nevertheless, we're potter, mina maise, because there's no extra tazev by maise, so therefore you are potter. Zefka, you are potter. So here also, since you made the north corner, you said as paya, you are potter from maise. Says the Mishnah. Nishbura kade b'shuz rabbi, your barrel broken shuz rabbi, v'huchlik echad b'mayim. Somebody slipped in the water. Or the shards got hurt him. So two cases. Either you slipped in the water or you got hurt in the pieces. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it was deliberate, chayiv. It's not intentional, potter. Says when we say water, we're going to have a machlekes now. This water, what's the status of this water? Is this water like boir, like a pit and a stumbling block? Or is this water like shard, like your possessions? So you're only chayiv tinfu kelim, you're only chayiv for kelim. If let's say you're dirtying and sullying his clothes, because the Rav is going to say that this mission is talking about the water is still yours. If the water is still yours, what is the shayit? And by shayit, if your shayit damages kelim, my shayit is chayiv. So you're chayiv for sullying the avol. Who asked my potter? If the guy fell down on the water, since the water is my shayit, the water didn't hurt him. He fell and hit himself on the ground, so he's chayiv. And he's chayiv. Why? Because karka oila mezikta, it was the ground that caused him damage. And who owns the ground? Nobody. My mammon caused you damage, grama. And by grama, you are potter. And there's no. Why is there no boil? He said water can't be a boil. Because if water is a boil, Rav holds that boil, the Isra boil is not if you hit the ground. If I dig a hole and you fell down, not because you hit your head against the ground. The ground doesn't belong to me. The ground was there before and I just exposed it. What did I create? The air that came in. So it's the Havola, the air that killed you. Whatever that means. So therefore over here, if you tripped over the water and you landed on the ground over here, I didn't create any air. This is a level ground that was there before. So then, this can't be chayiv because of boil. So what am I chayiv for? For shayir. So shayir is only for kelim and not for adam, because adam got hurt from the ground. Ki amritik abishmul, he disagreed. Amal, he said, mechdi. Avdei sakinei masai, umibayir lamanu, they're all like boil. That means, I hold that even though that it's not hefker, even though it still belongs to you, if it's a stumbling block, you are chayiv as boil. It is boil. If it's boil, then dafka the person gets, and I hold also, that's not the ear, it's the ground. So therefore, the person, you're chayiv. But for the kelim, you put it, because by you say, shayivala adam, chamayivala kelim. And when we say shayivala adam, we're getting killed. But nezik, yeah. The kula nikaidim and shayivala adam, chamayivala kelim. Vahani, meaning tala, when you kill a person, you are putter. Avalin, zikan, chayiv, kelim, turin. If you're damaging a person, you take a chai, but for kelim, you're potter. So the faket, the dirt, so for the clothes, you're potter. But for the person, you fill down your chayiv. So the Gemara, and why by clothes you're potter? Because by clothes we say that shviras and zuyim misasim, breaking a keli just like it died. So the Gemara, the Rab, hani mili heich dafkin. When is a bird only if it's no longer yours? That's your possessions. Remind you, it's your possessions that cause damage, so it's like shayir. So therefore, you're chayiv for kelim, but you're not chayiv for adam, because he hit himself on the ground. That you're sure it's only a groma. Moshe, Rabbi, you raise the question. It says in the Braise, "V'nofal shama shayir chamoyid." If a cow, if an ox, or a donkey fell in shayiv for adam, chamoyid for kelim, mekan omru. It says in the Braise, "V'me learn out that nofal the toicher shayir v'kela." Let's say shayir fell inside with kelim on top of it, v'nishtabru, and they all broke. Chamoyr v'kelev, and a chamoyr, and it's kelev, and it's cattle, and they go rib. Chayev, ala behema, yechayev for the behema, upotter ala kelev. Why you put on the kelev? Because shayev the other chamoyr ala kelev. You put if you break kelev. Halam as a daima. This is mamish comparable to la avne, it's a kinim, masoy, shenichem, bishus rabbi placed on the street, veziki, cause damage. Al chayde, what do you mean, before we go any further, what do you mean you're comparing boir, which is written in the Torah, to avne, sakinim, masoy, which is in the Gemara? What does that mean? What adirabe? Ma doim lezev, if you want to make any comparisons the other way around, that avne, sakinim, masoy is comparable to this. The boile. Ella, ma doim lezev, you're right. Reword the braise, what is comparable to boir? Avne, sakinim, masoy, which is avizikai. Lefichah, so therefore that sounds like what? That even though it belongs to me, it's like boir. Akash adab. But then the Braise continues. Therefore, im hitiach tzlechise be'evan, if you smashed your jug against the stone, chayiv. Now you just said that Amnikim Asai is a boy. What did you just say by boy? Boy, chamoy v'lekelim. So why, if you smashed your jug against the stone, you're chayiv? That doesn't make sense. Reisha kash l'rav, because it says clearly that it's like a, that avdikin masana is like your boy. But sefer kash l'shmul, because sefer, if you smash your jug against the rock, your chai means that it's like shoyr a rai terav. Freddy Gemara all the time. Hey, forget the rav shmul. The price itself is contradicting itself. Teach l'chi gufa reisha potter v'sefer chayiv el rav is metalat. I mean, rav doesn't explain the price in his way. Shmuel metaladre. Rav, who says that one, that if it belongs to you, it's shown a boy. Metaladre. This is how you read the Mishnah. When do we say that if you're Avnei Sakinim Masonei caused damage, that your Chayiv Keshev Keni made it Hefke, it's no longer yours, so that it's like boy? Avaloy Yevkin, if you didn't make it Hefke, so it still belongs to you, then it's like your Shoyd, and you will be Chayiv for Kalim. Chayiv. Lefichach, therefore, the second part of the Brai says you didn't make it half good, it's still yours, and it tiach lechisa be'evin, so it's like shoyd. So if you bang, then kelim yichayv. If you smash your jug against the rock, chayv. Ushmul metada zame, Shmul will answer his way. Hash tadam, now that you say, avnei sakino yimasoi. Kiboy redomi, now that you say that your evin and your sakino yimasoi is like a boy, with Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel learns that why that even though belong to you, since you placed a slumming block, it's mamish boy, so by Kaylin you'd be potter. So Lucheda, how come the Braisa says, and that's why the first part of the Braisa says you are potter, because exactly like boy. So how come the end of the Braisa says if you took a jug and you smashed it against the stone, you're chayiv Lucheda, if it's boy, you should be potter? Oh, it's missing a few words. If you remember, Rabbi Yehuda argues and he holds that Kaylin you're chayiv a boy. So the second part of Braisa is going to Rabbi Yehuda. So missing the words. Lit Rabbi Yehuda, the mechayiv on the game boy. According to Yehuda, chayiv the game boy, the 54, he too asks the boy, chayiv, chayiv.
When
he leaves the jugs in the Shasarabi, if you kept the ownership.
Yeah, so you kept
the
ownership.
So Rav holds your shoyr, whatever shoyr is chayv, that's what you're chayv
for. So therefore, if you're
Adam,
if you get injured, then
Adam
is
chayv,
Adam's
only shoyr. Adam
is chayv,
Adam by Nizikin. Both chayv. Yeah, shoyr is chayv, but forget shoyr, you're potter, because if the shoyr pushed him and he fell on the ground, and the ground is what injured him, then you're potter. But if you learn his boy, then the boy is that's what damage the boy is.
Yeah, but the boy is not other.
But the zikin you are. Only in your ketola we say, shoy b'lo yodim, avol in your zikin you're chayv.
Well, so if a person injures himself in the boy,
yeah? You're chayv. So how come by kelim we don't make that distinction? We don't have to, because by kelim shvirasan zuhi misasan. Or ripping is misasan. Omer Abba Lodah says, loishanu. The brother says, this is the last din over here that says about hitting a jug against the rock. Loishanu elosh niskel be'evin. He tripped on the rock. The noshe be'evin, and then he got smashed on the rock. Avol niskel be'kaka. You tripped on the ground. The noshe be'evin, and you tripped on the ground. So that means, and the ground is no owner. So therefore, what caused this whole thing to, what triggered the whole thing to happen was the ground that has no owner. The noshe be'evin, and you smashed against the rock. Potter, you are potter. Because it's not the Evan's fault, it's the ground's fault. But the ground can't pay you. And both of them are participating. But if you remember, we had a machlekes, if you have two people, if the other jointly cause damage, and one of them would be potter, one of them is chai, it's according to Rabbanon, you get whatever the half from the guy is chai, the other half you don't get paid. According to Rabbanon, if you cannot collect from one, you go to the other one, you collect the whole amount. Over here, you cannot collect from the owner of the karka. There is no owner, it belongs to the rabbin. So according to Rabbanon, you collect the entire amount from the owner of the stone. So the first, so this version of the Gemara Blaza says we don't hold like a nasan. Commander like it, nothing. That's it. You get nothing here because the owner of the ground, the one who caused the whole thing, there's no owner, and the stone is not chayv. However, you get down the Gemara Blaza loytame, but beniskel be'evin v'nosh be'evin who chayv, and beniskel be'kai. Don't say, but if you slip in the ground and potted, I feel it's with kai, because be'evin chayv. Command kid nothing. We follow nothing. Rabbi Yudai miskaven chayv says the Gemara heichi davi miskaven. What's the idea of misgavin of intending to come down? Omar Rabba said, "Be misgavin lahirido lemata miksefei." You know what misgavin means? So Rabba says, "You intended." What Peter said: "If you intended, then you're chayv. If you didn't do intentional, when you slip with a card, then you're potter." What's intentional? You intentionally threw it down so someone should slip. What do you mean intentional? He says, no, miskaven means you wanted to lower your jug, and then while you're lowering it, it fell out of your hand and it crashed. That's called miskaven. But if you had no intention of lowering it, just fell out of your hand, then you're a potter. The miskaven, lo hayrido lematamik sefer, you wanted to lower it below your shoulder. That's when you say you're chayv. And then it slipped out of your hand and fell, or whatever it is, then... or let's say fell out of your hand and crashed against the wall and fell into pieces, you're chayv. Why? Because niskel pesheyu, that if it fell down, it's your responsibility. That if it, that let's say you're holding the keli and something you dissolved in your hand, it should be chayiv. Why? That even if the, you were holding on the handle, you're still holding on the handle, the keli suddenly dissolved. So this is what Tosafot brings, the raya that we learned before, that we said before, the yichayv oynus karatz, and here we're saying oynus chamad patre. So Tosafot says that there are degrees of oynus. When we say oynus yichayv, we're talking about oynus like aveda, which is negligence, a partial negligence. But oynus like yinev and onwards, you're not chayv. Others say oynus yinev you are chayv, but not oynus of the, like this one here. The Chassid says, this is the mocker. How do you take an oynus of Tosafot says you're potter? He says, "Lenaida l'sasadover." A girl was raped and was out in the sodom. And what could you have done? So she's innocent. So we see from that what that oynus rachmana pati. This is the mocker. So therefore, l'chaydo. How can you say that I made her argue with you in this case if it's totally not your fault? The chitem had meaning. He told her when you say oynus pati only if you kill somebody, like the case of l'naida l'sasadover. Avolin azikin, but if you cause damage to somebody, even though it's not your fault, chaye. But tanya be learned nishbara kad. This is a brayser. Your kad broke. Lo yisolkoi, and you didn't pick up the pieces. Nafu gamla, your camel fell down. Lo yamido, you didn't stand him up. Rameya mechayev behezekon. Rameya says if you didn't clean up straight away after yourself, you're responsible for whatever happens afterwards. The question would be why. It fell down and you didn't pick up the pieces. Rabbanan said if somebody trips, that's not your fault. However, you are partially at fault because you should have cleaned it up straight away. If you place it on top of your roof, you should have anticipated that a normal wind would blow it down. So then you're mamish negligent that you're chayv. In that case, the moedim is chayv. That your potter went. If you place barrels on a roof, to dry them, and they're pretty heavy, so a wind can't blow them down. But suddenly, a hurricane wind came, and blew it off. So see, the made that is a potter. So what are you telling me that you hold your chayy because it's your fault because you were lowering it and fell out of your hands, and I made hold. That's the only time you chayy. But if you that's when you are potter. And I made hold that even accident you chayiv. How can you hold an accident? I made hold the fetish that it was an accident on top of your roof, you potter. Elam Rabbaya, Abaya says, Betarti Pligi. They're arguing two arguments. Pligi b'shas nefila. They're arguing while it's falling, it caused damage. Pligi lach nefila. They're arguing after it fell down, it caused damage. Okay, continue tomorrow, Mitzvah.